Big boy, it's exactly 8 o'clock at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Day 15 of the government shutdown, and even partial paychecks will stop soon. Last night, the Senate once again failed to pass a spending bill. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill.
In the past week, many federal workers received their final paychecks. Air traffic controllers were among those who received a portion of what they are owed. They won't be paid again until the shutdown ends.
Thank you very much.
Many fanned out at airports across the country urging lawmakers to open the government.
Most controllers around the country are already working 6-day work weeks, 10-hour days. They shouldn't have the extra burden of worrying about when they're going to get paid.
Military members will get paychecks today after the president ordered Pentagon funds rearranged. Days after Mr. Trump's peace plan took effect in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defending his tough stance in an exclusive interview with CBS Morning's Tony DeCopel.
The most important thing in destroying fanaticism is to destroy a certain hope, the hope that the fanaticism will achieve its results. When people know Israel is here to stay, you're not going to destroy the Jewish state.
There's new strain on that fragile ceasefire. Today, the IDF revealed one of four bodies returned to Israel this week is not a hostage, but a Palestinian. The Supreme Court revisits congressional redistricting today. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
At issue is whether race-conscious gerrymandering violates the Equal Protection Clause, a legal conclusion this court has already made with affirmative action. Invalidating Section 2 might change the voter compositions in 19 congressional districts.
There's a health care walkout in the West. CBS's Carissa Lawson.
Tens of thousands of Kaiser Permanente nurses and health care workers have gone on strike in California, Hawaii, and Oregon, demanding better wages and staffing. The workers are requesting a 25% pay increase over 4 years. The five-day strike is expected to end this weekend.
California's Democratic gubernatorial candidate Katie Porter is expressing remorse after she tried to storm out of an interview with CBS News California this month.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with seven follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Another interview with Politico captured her swearing at a staffer in her first public comments since. Porter tells Fox News in Sacramento.
I want people to know that I understand that I could have handled things better.
Polls show Porter with a narrow lead in the race to replace Governor Newsom. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The medical mega powers have reached a deal. Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare have settled their contract dispute, restoring in-network coverage at Ascension Hospital statewide. It means patients won't have to face higher costs or need new doctors. The deal is retroactive to the first of the month. Judge Anthony Milosaskis will retire from the Kenosha County Circuit Court on January 6th after serving for 20 years. Governor Tony Evers is accepting applications to appoint someone to finish his term with a deadline to apply early next month. A Kenosha County judge dismissed the sexual assault case against a former Bradford High School administrator. It comes after the victim refused to testify against Curtis Tollfree. The case was dismissed without prejudice, so charges could be brought back if circumstances change. Racine Neighborhood Watch got a $3,000 grant from SC Johnson to support National Night Out. This year across the city, more than 4,500 people participated along with police, firefighters, and city leaders. Go deeper on the donation online at racinecountyeye.com. Pleasant Prairie is adding a full-time social worker to its police force to help with mental health calls. It's funded by state and opioid settlement money. The Racine County Sheriff's Office launched a similar pilot program with virtual mental health support for deputies. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is holding a military funeral at 2 today for a U.S. Army veteran with no known family. The public is invited to attend the service at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. If the Brewers can pull out a couple of wins in L.A., the series will come back to Milwaukee Monday. The Dodgers took a 2-0 series lead over the Brewers with a 5-1 win in Milwaukee last night. Now the focus turns to L.A. for Game 3 tomorrow at 5:08. Milwaukee needs to win at least two games in L.A. to send the series back to Milwaukee for a Game 6 on Monday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers. The crew losing last night's game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? Pitcher Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
Again, it was not our best basketball game, but offensively, we were really good. If we could play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers possible through about mid-morning. Otherwise, expect more clouds than sun. It'll be cool with highs right around 60. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, partial sunshine, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 51.
I'm looking forward to Halloween. Man, I love it because I'm big now and I can beat up kids and get their candy. What? Because when I was small, I almost died trick-or-treating. I almost died trick-or-treating because I had asthma. And you know your parents buy you that cheap mask? The cheap plastic one? You can barely breathe in it? And that band in the back of your head making you bleed through your skull? And you know they can't hear you saying trick-or-treat. And how much air did they give us in the mask, that little slot? And you stick your tongue down. And then you would cut your tongue because that was razor sharp. And they say it's that razors and the apples. No, it's your mask!
Well,
Supremes, although I think they were just called the Supremes back then, up the ladder to the roof. It's 8:11 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Cloudy with a high near 62 degrees today. For tonight, becoming clear, lows 55. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 65 degrees. Currently, just cloudy. Sprinkles all done. 55 degrees here at Radio Park. Want a feel-good story? All right, this is really good. An 87-year-old woman in Italy called the police and said she was lonely and hungry. Two police officers showed up at her home and cooked her dinner for her. Isn't that nice? I love hearing stories like that. Linda Ronstadt with her Stone Ponies. Here's Different Drum, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. A winter's day in a deep and dark December. On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls and fortress deep and mighty. That friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock.
Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Simon and Garfunkel, I Am a Rock, one of the early hits. 8:17, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Time for some fun facts. Check these out. In the U.S., you're twice as likely to die from your pajamas catching fire than from Ebola during your lifetime. 1989, Blockbuster was growing so fast that a new store was opening every 17 hours. At its peak in 2004, there were 9,094 Blockbuster stores and employed 84,300 people. Today, there's one left in Bend, Oregon. And if you have $3,650, including the value of your home, you're part of the wealthiest 50% of the people in the world. Now, if you have $77,000, including the value of your home, you're in the top 10. That should make you feel better, huh? Time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift has gotten tons of attention lately, first for having the number one movie and number one album in America, and then for showing up at her first Chiefs game since her engagement to Travis Kelce was announced, making her pretty much the first lady of the Kansas City Chiefs. But if anyone saw the recent Us Weekly, they would know that Taylor's got some stiff competition, as the headline read, "Brittany Mahomes rocks white shirt and denim while kissing Patrick Mahomes at Chiefs game," and you thought it was a slow news week. If you actually take time out to read the article, she also had a red handbag and let her long blonde locks fall in soft waves. Damn, I've been trying to break that story for weeks. But if you thought that was juicy, Us Weekly recapped two of Britney's Instagram posts. That's right, folks. In America, you have the option of reading about social media posts a couple days later as opposed to reading them hot off the send button. And if all that fails, you can listen to someone make fun of the posts and the article in my Hollywood Beats. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Find your perfect autumn wardrobe. Snag kitchen gadgets to spice up those fun recipes and uncover vintage gems, bringing seasonal charm into your home. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BPE Productions.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Timeless hits at WRGN. Jimmy Clanton, Venus and Blue Jeans. I used to love when these guys were on, like, American Bandstand or whatever shows they were on, and they lip-synced to their song, obviously. And when the instrumental section was on, they didn't know what to do with themselves. Because you can't just stand there. You got to do something. You got to move around. So it was kind of awkward to watch them do that. I love it, though. It's 824 local news. Timeless hits at WRGN. Name a food you hated as a kid but would gladly eat now. A survey of 2,000 Americans found the five most common foods kids hate, but adults like. And of course, vegetables dominating the list. Number one, asparagus. Number two, Brussels sprouts. Number three, broccoli, followed by spinach and green beans. I hated them as a kid. You know what? I hate them as an adult. Still don't like them. Shirelles, will you still love me tomorrow? 825 here at WRJN.
Tonight you're mine.
Trap.
shore. I bring you diamond rings and things right to your door. To thrill you with delight, I give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
YMCA down in the lakefront of Racine. The Yardbirds for your love. Local news, Tamless. It's WRJN. It's 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check our local news, see what's going on this morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A big opening is coming up in the Kenosha County Circuit Court. Judge Anthony Milosaskis will retire effective January 6th after two decades on the bench. Governor Evers is now accepting applications to fill that term. Anyone interested has until early November to apply online. The appointee will serve through next July. Many in Racine got good health care news yesterday. Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare have settled their contract dispute with a new agreement that immediately restores in-network coverage at Ascension hospitals statewide. The deal is retroactive to October 1st, and it stops patients from facing higher costs and having to find new doctors. Patients are encouraged to check their coverage and call their insurance if they have any questions. The sexual assault case against a former Bradford High School administrator has been dismissed by a Kenosha County judge. Curtis Tollfree was charged with serious offenses involving a student from over a decade ago. The victim chose not to testify and moved out of state, prompting prosecutors to drop the charges. The case was dismissed without prejudice, meaning it might be brought back if circumstances change. Tollfree was the dean of students during the time of the alleged incidents and has maintained his innocence. A very neighborly move was made recently by one of Racine's most well-known names. Racine Neighborhood Watch recently got a $3,000 grant from SC Johnson to support National Night Out. That's the annual community event that promotes safety and stronger ties between neighbors and law enforcement. The funds helped supply resources and giveaways for block parties across several neighborhoods. Brew Crew down 2. The Dodgers leave Milwaukee with a 2-0 lead in the NLCS, winning Game 2 last night by a score of 5-1. The series now shifts to Los Angeles, where Game 3 will be played tomorrow at 5:08. The Brewers are looking to win at least two games in L.A. to bring the series back home Monday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers possible through about mid-morning. Otherwise, expect more clouds than sun. It'll be cool with highs right around 60. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, partial sunshine, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 53 degrees.
Everything isn't cooler now. Some things were more fun when I was little. Halloween used to be more fun. Halloween's sad now. Kids trick-or-treat in the middle of the afternoon. They only go to the houses of people that they already know. Ooh, that's spooky. When I was little, we had to face fear and earn our candy. My parents would drive me somewhere in the middle of the night. drop me off alone, make me trick-or-treat my way back to the house. I didn't know where I was, and I couldn't see out of my mask. I had to say, trick-or-treat, do you know which way I live? They'd always put me in the same homemade costume, an all-black costume with no reflectors. I don't want to be a ninja again. Tommy, remember, ninjas are quiet. And they walk in the middle of the street. If you're lucky enough to make it home, what'd you have to do back then? Dump all your candy out on the floor, spread it out. If anything was unwrapped or tampered with, you had to eat that right away. Because it could go bad.
Say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. Say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for. Something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end.
Carpenter's goodbye to love. It's 8:37 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Cloudy, highs near 62 today. Clearing tonight. Lows around 55. Sunny tomorrow, high 65. Cloudy, 55 degrees right now at Radio Park. All right. It's October. It's Halloween time. We're going to talk about things that scare us the most. A survey found the most common thing Americans are afraid of is number 3, clowns, number 2, zombies, and number 1, ghosts. Now, I think it's ironic that number 1 and number 2 things we're afraid of don't even exist. Or do they?
Supposed to be alone with you. I know that your lips are sweet, but our lips must never meet. I belong to someone else, and I must be true. It's hurting me more each minute that you delay. When you are near me like this, you're much too hard to resist. So go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay.
Take a ride on the fly.
Standby back to our CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. So when this guy was a kid, this 45-year-old guy now lives in Bend, Oregon. His name is Eric Hale. He told his brother back when he was a kid, if he ever won the lottery, he'd split it with him. Well, guess what? He won the lottery. Now he's got to keep that promise. He hit the jackpot for $1 million.
Well, since she put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine?
Look so
and
fine.
I love what you take with this time. For you to help her on the help me get her out of my heart. Oh, help me run, help, help me run.
Beach Boys, help me, Rhonda. It's 8:46 WRJN. This guy in Missouri bought 3 Taco Bell potato tacos before they were discontinued. Who knows when they were discontinued? Could have been years ago. He froze them, and now he sold 2 of the 3 for $70 each. Number one, who would pay $70 for some potato taco from Taco Bell? And number two, you can eat that? How long has it been sitting in this guy's refrigerator? Can't believe you're going to put that thing in your mouth and swallow it. That's disgusting. An old Taco Bell potato taco. They paid 70 bucks for it. It's 8:46 local news. Timeless hits to WRJN. Here's one more Pete with the Beach.
Entertainment Beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As expected, the new Tron film, Tron Eris, opened at number one at the box office this past weekend. Unexpected, however, was the $33.5 million haul. It was a bit low, as Disney was hoping for between $40 and $50 million. The film pulled in another $27 million overseas, topping out at $60 million, which sounds like a lot of money, but the budget was $180 million, which will be a tough recoup. Adding to a not-so-great weekend numbers-wise were 2 other new films. In second place was the action comedy Roofman, which pulled in just $8 million despite good reviews. The other newcomer was Jennifer Lopez's musical version of Kiss of the Spider Woman, which opened at number 13 with less than 1 million, but on many fewer screens. But it was still considered a disappointment. Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another still shows legs and pulled in almost 7 million in its third week to finish in third place. Gabby's Dollhouse finished in fourth place, and faith-based film Soul on Fire finished in fifth. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The morning show at WRJN brought to you every day by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
All hospice providers are not the same. Hospice Alliance is your community-based provider with over four decades of hospice experience. Being a nonprofit, Hospice Alliance provides a broader range of services, financial assistance, and a robust bereavement program. Hospice Alliance will provide an immediate admission meeting with a registered nurse, ensuring all needs are met from the start. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, that's hospicealliance.org.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Catch us if you can.
Dave Clark 5, DC 5 there. Catch us if you can. 852, make it 853, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy weather today with a high near 62, clearing tonight, sunny tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 55 degrees here at Radio Park. If global temperatures keep rising, this could be the next fashion trend. Are you ready? Air-conditioned clothing. That's something I've been waiting for years, air-conditioned clothing. I love it. Let's just do it anyway, all right? From Sheboygan, Wisconsin, these are the Cordettes and Lollipop.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, boom, boom.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, boom.
As I said, the Cordettes from Sheboygan. All right, local yokels, love to have them on the radio. It's 8:55 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. We'll do this again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Hope you can join us. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus is going to be here with the Wax Museum. Kurt Bowman at 2 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, because we have no baseball game tonight. That'll be tomorrow night. Chris Moore will be in at 6 o'clock tonight. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. You enjoy the rest of your day and keep it safe, all right? And, of course, keep it right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits from 1970, The Beatles. Here's Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Belts tightening, shopping lists shortened as the government shutdown enters its 15th day. Thousands of federal workers have only received partial paychecks. Soon there will be none at all. Last night, the Senate failed once again to pass a bill to reopen the government. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill.
Members of the military will get their paychecks due today after the administration rearranged Pentagon funds at the president's direction.
Now, lawmakers here continue to get paid as is required by law. But the police officers who protect this Capitol have missed their first full paychecks. And the union that represents them is urging lawmakers to start talking and negotiate.
The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning in a redrawn congressional maps case. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Depending on how the Supreme Court ultimately rules, a lot of states will go back and decide that they want to